Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June the 5th. The grains closed lower, with July corn down 3.25 cents at 4.39 1/4. July wheat down 11.5 cents, closing at 6.46 3/4. And July beans down 1 cent 3/4 at 11.72 1/4. There was some early strength in the beans. We opened about 5-6 higher, rallied another 5 or 6 cents, but couldn't hold it as the wheat broke. The meal did close higher up 440, but the oil was down 49 ticks. Wheat was pressured here with the news that Egypt, bought 470,000 metric tons of wheat from a total of 180 from Romania, 120 France, 120 Ukraine, 50 Bulgaria, but there was no Russian wheat, and there certainly wasn't any U.S. wheat in the mix, so that was a bit bearish out here. The dry conditions in southern Russia still remain, as does Ukraine, mainly in the east, but none of that's helped the grain market or the wheat market out here so far. The Russians lowered their wheat crop estimate down to 80.7 million metric tons. It's 14 million under what they thought it was in April, and yet we just can't seem to maintain any rallies here until we see some real export business, which so far hasn't come about. Export sales tomorrow, they're looking for 1 million metric tons on corn, 350,000 metric tons on wheat, and 500,000 metric tons on beans. One of the gurus came out this morning and said he expects corn acres to be down by 500,000 acres, down to 79.5. Those acres are most likely going to the beans. I think that's a reasonable number considering how late they're getting things in Pennsylvania and Kentucky, maybe a little high, but I think they're on the right track. I think it certainly isn't anywhere near 1 million or 2 million acres that some have been touting out there. But overall, we've just been on a downward slope here. Corn and beans have closed down 7 days in a row. Interesting thing is the July-November bean spread has continued to gain. It was up another 3 cents here today, back to 26 cents. If it was to close over 31 cents, I think that opens up the door for another 20-cent rally in that market. But so far, the strength in the old crop, new crop spread hasn't carried over into flat price. Really not a whole lot of other news. The Chinese said that they're going to buy their wheat for their stocks from Chinese farmers instead of getting it from the export market, and that weighed on the wheat as well. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.